Ann Arbor City Council unanimously opted out of the new countywide transit authority, with a resolution that also calls on the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority to continue to work with local communities to increase transit options. Council members, however, had opposing thoughts on the effort, ranging from it being a colossal waste of time to members who think it will provide valuable information moving forward on expanding transit. Mayor John Heath just says efforts to increase transit in other communities have suffered similar setbacks.
These things don't always work out, but it's exactly the same as happened in other communities. In Grand Rapids, they had to try over several years. They couldn't get agreement on it. They developed a strong plan. They ended up taking it to their voters twice. So we didn't get that far with this. But it's a new beginning. I see it as a restart on transit and to further explore and just concentrating on the core communities.
Councilmember Stephen Kunzelman has long expressed concerns about the countywide approach. Kunzelman says he hopes AATA officials will learn from this failed approach and change their focus.
Since we had that change in direction given tonight, that the AATA leadership will take a serious look about how they went about their efforts to promote Act 196, countywide transit authority, and think more about what us locals need. I mean, it's great to have the idea of countywide, but it certainly wasn't bought into by the county, and that was a significant failure.
AATA officials say they're disappointed with the rejection of the countywide effort, but are encouraged by the council's resolution urging them to continue working with communities in the urban core to expand transit options. They say some recent increases in services will need to be reviewed to see if they can continue to be funded. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.